So China is continuing on with the zero COVID madness that we have, what has it been now? Like 9 months since we gave up all that? After Boris Johnson was caught eating a cake or something, who cares?
The whole thing ended. He was caught sitting in a garden and everybody went, that's hypocritical of you. And he went,
but I praise that moment because thankfully,
thank God,
everything to do with COVID tyranny just died overnight, which was brilliant to see how plastic it all was. But there are holdouts in the world. I'm told that in Australia and New Zealand, there is still madness going on. And sorry, lads.
I'm pretty sure I saw New Zealand is taking down all the COVID restrictions.
If they finally have, that's good to hear. However, China is on another level because we remember what we lived through with the COVID-19 lockdowns. And we all remember them now, rightfully, as just insanity. What the hell are we thinking? But in China, of course, you can't dissent. So no one can. And it's just continued. And they every time have to take it to a million times worse than whatever we could do. So I suppose we'll start off just with a plug first, obviously being Frank Decoder's Mao's Great Famine, another example of when you couldn't criticize what was going on and it went way, way worse. Also love, I mean, it is true, Chinese history, like certain man comes to power, 140 million people perish every time.
European history.
Yeah.
Man marries half-sister, gets into war with opposing faction, creates glorious tax haven with population of 16.
Love that meme. But we'll go to the next one here, just to remind ourselves of the camps in Straya, of course. This being a thing that was the only example I remember in the Anglo-speaking world, where we saw COVID camps being put up. And at the time, everyone's reaction was, Australia, what the hell? And Australia was we're a prison colony, what'd you expect?
Not everybody. Claire Lemon was like, oh, see, it's not that bad over here. It's basically just summer camp.
I was like, yeah, okay, great.
All right, if you say so. Because there were a lot of bikini ladies posting pictures saying, oh, it's so great to catch the rays in my COVID camp.
But anyway, if we go to the next link here, we can also see it was obviously just ridiculous. Just the visuals alone just make me laugh. I'm like, what the hell was everyone doing?
This is the most depressing holiday park I've ever seen.
Bro, there's a 2% chance of death. Put everyone in camps. Okay, but we'll go to the Chinese, who have decided that not only do we have quarantine camps, we're really proud of them. They're actually really cool guys, and they have their own media.
Look at how glorious and efficient they all are.
That is genuinely the narrative. Look how beautiful and proud we are of building these things. Let's play.
The inspirational music as well. Jesus Christ. Oh my god, it really is inspirational, isn't it?
Oh, it's joking. Isn't it beautiful? Look at what we can build.
Oh wow, my heart is racing right now. It's bringing a tear to my eye.
I mean, I'm kind of laughing because if you could get that kind of response from the public in China, that, oh my god, look at all these concentration camps we've built, and they're going to go, oh wow, to the whole thing. I mean, like, why not just do that with, you know, Xinjiang? Why not just show us all the camps where all the Muslims are and staying?
All the Uyghurs, just put some inspirational music, maybe add some lens flares in there.
Yeah, you know, call
a nice pull focus.
Anti-terrorism camps. Look how fast we can build them, and look how fast the population disappears. Yep. Why not? Have fun. Much progress. Anyway, that was just in Sichuan, but there is another one here, just showing off that there is many, many more. I suppose we'll play this clip first, just to show you there is more progress being made.
This is some A-team BS right here.
Like meme Chinese music as well. China will grow larger.
It really is. They're preparing a synchronized dance for that as we speak.
It goes on for ages as well. I just kind of, because it's the same thing. But if you scroll on this one, John, this thread here, you've got, so that's Shandong. You have Sichuan here, which is the one we saw just earlier. If you keep going, there's like one for every province. You know, Shijiang, I'm going to butcher these.
Find your local COVID camp here.
Henan, Yunnan, down there as well. Got the watchtowers, just to make sure you're all peaceful and safe.
Well, it's just to keep intruders out, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's to protect you from the unvaccinated Guangdong province. There you are, keeps going. Wuhan, of course.
I'm just imagining the unvaccinated hordes, like we mentioned the other day, World War Z, you know, just going against the fences.
There's Beijing. So everyone gets one. If you scroll back up, just the one just above.
At least Beijing gets multi-stories. Come on.
But I love this one in Shanghai here because we missed it. But at the start, like, there's a graphic and it's so fancily made to be like, oh my God, look at this. Look at what we can build.
And this looks like you've given your own personal shipping container.
Well, it's a stadium. They just shove them all in.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's hell. It's hell on earth.
China just, oh my God, keep being mental.
I suppose if you want to keep scrolling, I don't know if there's even more provinces. I don't know, China's got a million
There's
provinces.
Always more provinces.
China. Oh, there we go. If we scroll back up, you can see them constructing it.
Oh, there's one in Hong Kong.
Showing us off a time lapse of how fast things can be done with communism. We can build concentration camps like that.
We can build gigantic empty cities like that.
Yeah, I don't know how long they'll last, but I'm amazed that this is the reality right now. Like, right now,
whilst, as we speak,
I don't know what it's like for most countries in the world. I hear there's still some bollocks going on in foreigners' land. But in England, for 9 months, we haven't had nothing. Nada. No one wears masks. There is no, you have to scan your code at stuff anymore. There is no restaurants being shut down. None of that. It is laughable to even suggest it, because the effects from it are so obvious in the, you know, just detrimental impact they've had on our economy, kids, etc.
Every so often, you'll get some random nurse trying to clout chase by posting on Twitter going, oh, I can't believe the media is covering it up. We've got such an outbreak in the hospital, and everybody just laughs at them.
Just like, shut up. Mm-hmm. Not listening to you. Whereas in China, it just continues, and they're proud of it, which is the even funnier part. And if we go to the next link here, we can see some footage inside these camps. This is a guy who has his blood taken whilst inside the camp for your health. I don't know why they need the blood.
So we need to steal your blood for your own good.
Because COVID. Yeah. Do you remember getting your blood taken when you got COVID? No?
I remember feeling mildly ill for a day.
Yeah.
And then being fine.
Don't know what that's about. If you go to the next one here, we can see more of the inside the camps here. People keep trying to get out for some reason. You got this guy here just shouting, let me out, let me out. And the nice men in white coats come and take him away. Of course.
Did you see the Shanghai lockdowns earlier on this year where they literally just had drones flying about sending pre-recorded messages to people on their balconies, step back inside, citizen?
Yeah. You can also turn your entire city into a prison.
Yeah. So if anything, they've gone to too much trouble to do all this.
But that's the thing. I'm sort of... Because we also went through a similar aspect of everyone being locked in their homes. It's somewhat understandable. But to the point where you're building what look like concentration camps, and then you're putting inspirational music over them to celebrate them. I mean, that's a new level of we can take the piss.
Yeah, I think the greatest benefit we had in all lockdowns is that like with most things we do as Englishmen, we half-assed it.
God.
We kind of half-assed it.
Yeah.
The British government could never be bothered enough to do something like this. And thank God for that.
I'm just imagining that someone will remake this, but I'm imagining if the Germans just, you know, there's loads of drone footage of Auschwitz and Birkenau and Dachau. Some German music in the background. Look how cool this is. that's the weirdness.
State of the art, new showers, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, most other countries hit their gulags, but China is very proud because it's for public health, don't you know? Of course. Of course it is, which is why everyone's trying to run away. There's some footage here of Costco in Shanghai in which everyone's running the hell away, obviously, because they don't want to get locked in. Because if you get locked in, it's not just that you get locked in here. You get to go to a nice big new camp of fun and freedom.
We can all play about, ooh.
The next image, please. We can see is a camp themselves, people wandering around. Looking at people limping. I
that man just didn't have a leg. What did they do to him?
I'm sure he lost it somewhere else.
I'm sure it was COVID.
To be honest, it's probably one of the many industrial...
Kerfuffles
that China has, which everyone has seen.
They had an industrial whoopsie.
I do love all the footage of the escalators, the electric staircase, which people get sucked into the bottom of them.
Oh my God.
And people just posting them being like, well, being in China is
just
a video game
day.
Of trying to stay alive. I love the ladies who are just like, oh, okay, this is where we're staying. It's going to be great. Although, you better hope that you're not someone in the rural areas, because, oh boy, you might give someone COVID in the middle of that field on your own, cutting wheat. I laugh, but I mean, we did the same thing. We went to people who were out on walks in the middle of nowhere and said, excuse me, sir.
China literally murdered all the sparrows because they thought they weren't communist enough. And then wondered why all of their crops failed.
If we go to the next image here, we can see There's a guy just like in the middle of nowhere. I think this is the rural one. Sorry, first. In which you can see their camps are a lot less cool. There's no music playing to tell you how nice it is. Instead, it is a shipping container with no windows, but just bars on the doors, which is great. Wonderful. And the kind of people...
I don't know, man. I think these bars are pretty modern and cool, wouldn't you say? Who needs windows? Now you get a nice free breeze.
Yeah. If someone from the CCP is watching, hire an American PR executive. Look at the tiny homes we have built for you all. Come and stay in them. Yep. They're environmentally friendly.
They've got the pods. They've got the bugs.
Yeah. But because the next one here, we can see an individual who was literally out in the field just doing his work. And then there's a video. I don't know if it's staged. I think not, because the dude does look terrified.
And this looks like a horror video right here.
He's just doing his work, you know, but he might give someone COVID.
These men come out of nowhere. I'm going to tentatively suggest that this is a staged joke video. Maybe I'm being too hopeful.
I think you probably are. Most likely, I imagine this actually being some message from the health department where they've staged this.
We're coming to get you.
To show you, like, no matter what you do, like, we will get you. Like, we'll deal with COVID, lads. Don't you know? We're the CCP. We know what we're doing.
CCP is hiring Sam Hyde. We're coming to get you. Where? In the camps?
No, in real life. Yeah, I suppose you could hire a PR from America or Sam Hyde, either one. Well, Sam Harris is the best PR you could hire, actually. So. But if we go to the next link, there's also just normal life, which again is mad. We have people here stuck on a bus for 7 hours with no bathroom on the bus because, you know, health.
Are there some women holding babies in the full hazmat suits as well?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know what it is with the Chinese people seem to have been so terrified that they honestly think wearing these full hazmat suits is normal. When I was on the flight from the UAE to Pakistan, there were two Chinese guys on the flight. Everyone else is normal. All the Pakistani guys just wearing their stuff, sitting down. And you see the Chinese guys, and they're in full hazmat gear. And I'm looking at them like, so have they got something I should know about? Because this looks terrifying.
Well, when you isolate the population from all outside influence and like social media and all that, you don't get any contact. The only way they can get information is through state-approved apparatus. Then it probably isn't that hard to convince masses of people to go along with all this, which is awful.
It's like we went through it.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, we went through it, but not quite to that extent.
There are certainly people who believed it that much. If you guess the next one here, we can also see the COVID passes. So the average population still have to provide COVID passes to like get on the subway. So you have this huge just stampedes of people just waiting to get their QR codes.
And people say communism is inefficient, eh?
Don't worry, more government bureaucracy would be perfect. So, yeah. Here's the next one as well. You also see people getting their tests, because you've got to get tested to make sure that your QR code works so you can get on the subway. I mean, just look at that footage.
How often do you need to get tested?
Hordes of people. I mean, you know, A+ on the queuing, lads. Very cool. But on the absolute hordes of people having to get tested every goddamn week or whenever just so you can get on the train. Again, I mean, this is just something so foreign to me. It's like, oh, you remember when we used to do this? Back in the day when grandma used to get ration cards? Because it's just so quaint and insane.
Yeah, I remember I remember 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Sadly.
But still, it looks like a lifetime ago. There's also the mega city lockdowns, as you mentioned, with Shanghai. This one here. So there's, how do you say that? Guiyang?
Guiyang? Yeah. John, how do you pronounce that?
6 million
Guiyang
people
city
in lockdown here, and they're showing us footage of all the streets being empty, being like, oh, look at the good job we're doing. I think this one also had some stupid music over it, but we won't play it because
what country
struck
would show an footage of an empty city and go, well done lads, jobs are good?
Yeah, especially several years into this. Got some good news though.
All right, okay,
this comes at cost, which is good for us.
Are you telling me that shutting down gigantic megacities might not be profitable for a country's GDP?
No, it's pretty bad, actually. I mean, we
well,
did
I
it and then realized,
one shocked.
Ooh, that was dumb. Don't do that again. Whereas in China, they went, ooh, that was dumb. Well, we got to keep doing it or Xi Jinping will be
happy.
Yeah. So this is GDP growth for China, which, remember, 5% is a bad report for a quarter. I mean, you should be... You know, China's history, you want to be at like 5% growth always because things are going so well.
Remember that negative growth 2 quarters in a row also indicates a recession.
Sure, but you remember that China is not the United States or something where 1% growth, be like, ooh, good job. Like, no, that's a terrible job. Like, you've messed up. And since COVID, it's not been going well, as you can see from that graph. 1%, 1.5, minus 10, plus 11 the next quarter, of course. But then going down 3%, 2%, 0.3, and then down to minus 2%. in July of 2022 there. So, good news is, communism still doesn't work, and it's retarding China that we may actually have a couple more years before China overtakes the United States as the global superpower in terms of economy, at least. Be nice to see. So, don't tell them that this is a bad idea, folks. I know we're all enjoying that they've gone mad, but let the CCP keep destroying China. It's good for the rest of us, at least for now.
Good for business.
Yeah. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the live hangouts we do with premium members, this one on our Cyberpunk Dystopia Part 3. And if you want to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.